Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Follow the breath all the way in, all the way out. Each time you breathe in, each time you breathe out. You're training the mind in mindfulness, the ability to keep something in mind, and alertness, the ability to see what you're doing, why you're doing it, and see what results you're getting. And then the third quality is ardency. Try to do this well. If the results are good, keep them up. If the results are not good, change the way you breathe, change the way you focus. See what feels just right now. Because the mind needs to be trained. If you have conviction in the Buddhist teachings, conviction is awakening. You realize the main message of his awakening is that your actions have a big influence on shaping your life. Where do your actions come from? They come from your intentions. Where are your intentions happening? They're happening right here, right now. So you want to be fully present right here, right now, so you can see what intentions you're acting on. These are the things that are going to shape your life. This means that if you really have conviction in what the Buddha taught to teach, you have to be persistent in trying to do what is skillful and abandon what's not. You've got to keep that in mind, these three strengths: conviction, persistence, mindfulness. When you get them working together, the mind can settle down in concentration. When it feels happy to be here, feels good to be here, right where the action is. And then you can use your discernment. So you're not just going on believing in the Buddha, but you actually see for yourself that if you act on unskillful intentions, the results are going to be bad. Act on skillful intentions, the results will be good. Seeing this for yourself strengthens your conviction. Because the mind needs strength. And these are the five strengths that you need to deal with the world, because the world is going to try to pull you away. It's going to say that other things are more important. What other people are doing someplace else, that's more important. But the message of the Dharma is that what you're doing right here, right now, that's what's important. So don't let your attention get diverted. Keep watch over your mind. Keep watch over your actions. That's what's going to determine how well your life is going to go. And when you see this for yourself, it becomes that much stronger. So you can resist the currents of the world. Their main concern is you buy their stuff, you obey what they have to tell you. They don't really have much concern for your true welfare, your true happiness. But the Buddha had actually more concern for your true happiness sometimes than you do. And he offered his teachings for free. So take advantage of them while you have the chance. Strengthen yourself so you don't get carried away by the currents of the world. Because they just flow downstream where there are whirlpools and rapids, monsters, all kinds of difficulties. You have to go against the flow of the world if you want to find happiness. Cross over the currents of the world to get to safety on the other shore. And it's going to require strength. I mean, it's easy just to go along with the current. You just don't do anything. You follow whatever everybody else tells you. This is John Fu once said, if you follow other people's opinions, you're stupid in line with them. The Buddha teaches you not to be stupid, to take your true welfare, to your long-term happiness into consideration. Focus on that. And then develop these strengths so you can swim against the current and get to safety on the other side.